What's at the core of our faith? What strengthens us and inspires us? This is People of Faith with Carol Makeda on Utah's new AM 820.
Welcome back. We're visiting with Irma Kibler, Sabrina Stilwell, Susan Deal, who are Christian scientists and probably, you would agree, the most misunderstood doctrine or concept of your faith is having to do with medicine, modern medicine, doctors, nurses, treatment, whatever. Susan, you're going to read a passage for us.
Yes, and just add, too, that in Mrs. Eddy's day, she tried everything out there. She tried homeopathy, hydropathy. She studied or went to a healer who used mesmerism and hands-on by the name of Phineas Quimby. Some have thought that she took his teachings, but his own son and others, full in scholars, acknowledge not at all. Hers was a Bible-based system. But here's an interesting way to address. This is Mary Baker Eddy wrote this. A genuine Christian scientist loves Protestant and Catholic, D.D. and M.D., and loves all who love God good, and he loves his enemies. It will be found that instead of opposing, such an individual subserves the interests of both medical faculty and Christianity, and they thrive together, learning that mind power, with a capital M, mind power, is goodwill towards men.
So people will say to you, so you don't believe in doctors? And you would say to them,
I love doctors. We've had friends, family members, who are doctors. And Christian scientists obey the law. When required by law to have an inoculation, like when I was a kid, you had to have a polio inoculation, mm-hmm. we abided by the law. I'm what's called the Christian Science Committee on Publications, so I work with legislators and the media to correct misconceptions. And, of course, our friends in the Mormon community know that if you live outside of Utah, there's a lot of correcting that needs to be done about what Mormonism is.
Yeah,
well, we
true.
Find that in Christian Science. Mm-hmm. So my job is to correct those impositions. But when I work with legislators, and there's a bill that's going to pass or be introduced, I ask for accommodation for those who rely on spiritual healing alone for their health care. We don't spend gobs of money or any lobbying people, but we do ask for accommodation, reasonable accommodation for our belief system. And working with people in the pediatric field and so forth so that we can work in harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often we find, too, that an accommodation or an amendment added to a law blesses not just Christian Scientists but many others in our community who are also seeking a little broader interpretation of how they can pursue health care that they think will work for them.
Do Christian scientists have, as Irma is a nurse, their own care professionals, would you say, generally speaking?
Well, for instance, if I had an instance just a couple weeks ago where I called on a Christian Science practitioner. A practitioner is someone who practices anything. A practitioner of violin practices the violin, but we call in fellow members, fellow students of Christian Scientists, and those who devote their full time to this healing work, who advertise in our monthly magazine, they're called Christian Science practitioners, to pray with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having a difficulty, and I called on a practitioner to pray with me. And what he did was support my desire to rid myself of this sense of burden. It happened to be a problem with walking. Foot and leg, and asked him to just support me in knowing that I could be free, just mm-hmm. as Irma was saying, free of this claim, this feeling. And as we were talking about some other things that had to do with my finances I was working through on something, this healing just took place without me seeming to even realize. A couple days later, I said, jeepers, that's gone.
That problem.
That other thing
having.
Is gone. So we ask people to pray with us. There's your health care system. But also everyone has total access, whether you're a member of this church or not, to the teachings of Jesus in the Bible, to That's the true. Writings of Mary Baker Eddy. Practitioners who advertise in our monthly magazine mm-hmm. largely have people call them who are not members of the church, may well be members of other churches,
mm-hmm.
but they seek healing. Mm-hmm. And nobody's required to sign anything or commit to a conversion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, let's help each other here.
Mm-hmm. When you are with those who ask you to come, Irma, as a nurse practitioner. Is it mostly a prayer situation? I suppose people would ask, is there a sort of laying on of hands or anything like that that people of other Christian denominations might be familiar with? Or
no, if somebody asks me for help, it's to just do what needs to be done. If it's modifying food, if they have difficulty with eating, if they need to help with a bath or to walk. I only pray to keep myself from thinking that this looks mighty real, mm-hmm. or to get into a sense of fear that it's not curable, mm-hmm. or they each one are responsible for having their own practitioner, or and I don't interfere with that. But if the practitioner has asked them to study a certain citation in the Bible, I might read it to them, help them to enlarge on it, look up other references, just do whatever is the practical need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't interfere with anything that is going on between them and the practitioner. And, you know, we stay with them. Sometimes I stay in their homes for different lengths of time. Sometimes I just go and do a dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I work in nursing facilities. And each one is set up to meet different needs.
Mm-hmm. So Sabrina, people would say, so you never have surgery, you never take medication, you never do anything, all the above, you know, kind of thing. True, false, misunderstood?
It's not church doctrine, but it is the choice of the particular person.
I see.
And I've known people that I've, in my case, I've never had surgery. I mean, I've been to the hospital to have babies,
mm-hmm.
and never had any other problems like that. Had a bone set one time when I broke my leg,
mm-hmm.
But never had surgery and really prayed through and have had some physical issues that have come up that prayed through and had complete healings with.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the student's
choice.
It's not a church doctrine or something that's forced upon them. I mean, mm-hmm. I think as we focus on the healing in Christian Science, it's not just about the healing,
mm-hmm.
but it really is. The healing is like the proof of the pudding to me of really feel like I'm repeating it, but this, our relationship to God,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
who are we in relationship to God? How loved are we? How cared are we? How cared for are we? And that the healing is just the benefit.
Yeah.
And we do focus on healing, but it's not just the physical, but you have a physical healing, but there's all this inspiration and all this transformation of character that goes on at the same time.
Exactly.
And it's just lovely. So
need to be reminded of.
Yeah.
Christian scientists, so you're using the King James Version. Do you believe Jesus Christ, Son of God, for example? Some basic Christian questions here.
Sure. One thing we do differentiate between is Jesus and the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the man born to the Virgin Mary. The Christ is the divine teaching that is available to all mankind. Our thought is, too, that the Christ exists throughout all time and space, that, as Jesus said, we have access. He was encouraging his followers to do what he did. We all have access to this Christ teaching, and everyone can avail themselves of it. And as Sabrina was saying, too, that Christ that comes in a healing, just expand your thought so much when you have a physical healing that you begin to see the whole universe differently. You begin to see a power greater than yourself,
mm-hmm.
greater than mankind, that loves so much that it can reach into our lives and transform a personality, a relationship problem, transform our thought to just embrace a larger concept of God. That's what every healing does for me. I just see God progressively bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. Do Christian scientists believe in a holy trinity or heaven? The kind of, we've talked about that there's no specific tangent sacrament, as in bread and water, or wine and bread, or that sort of thing. What about heaven, holy trinity? Sabrina?
Heaven. We don't think that it's a physical place.
Mm-hmm.
it is how I would describe it. It's that relationship with God. It's that consciousness being one with God.
Mm-hmm. And do you believe in a spirit, the body and spirit combination?
Good question.
Good question. Yeah. Yeah.
When the body dies, is there a spirit left to Christian Scientists?
Not in that sense. Mm-hmm. We would define spirit with a capital S as God. Mm-hmm. Spirit, real simply, it's that feeling. You know, when you go to a football game, you feel the spirit.
Yeah.
I felt the spirit when we were interviewed by you for the Interfaith Week. Mm-hmm. I felt the spirit among the Muslim, Roman Catholic, that spirit of inspiration and joy and wow, and not far off illusion, but a real solid sense, a substantial sense of good.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it in the room. That I could describe as heaven. It wasn't a physical place. It was that feeling we all had that the day of that interview.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, we just truly love the idea that God wants only good for all his children, and that we can feel this, and that it has practical, apparent results in our lives. It gets us closer to him all the time.
We're visiting with three women who are Christian Scientists. We'll be right back.